Shalom, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt with day 3 of 40 days of Teshuvah. Again, the goal of the Elchet prayer is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. Number 2 for day 3. And for the sin we have sinned before you through hardness of heart. John 12:37-40. Even though he had performed so many miracles in their presence, they still did not put their trust in him. In order that what Yeshayahu the prophet had said might be fulfilled, Adonai, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of Adonai been revealed? The reason they could not believe was, as Yeshayahu said elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts so they did not see with their eyes, understand with their hearts, and do teshuva so that I could heal them. Every time we choose not to obey his word, not to trust him, our heart becomes hardened or becomes like stone. Whenever we hold on to a hurt, resentment, anger, jealousy, pride, and refuse to forgive, our heart becomes hardened. Rejection of His Torah and Yeshua His Anointed brings hardness of heart. Turning from His ways, His truth, to go our own way brings hardness of heart. Isaiah 63:7-19. I will recall the grace of Adonai and the praises of Adonai because of all that Adonai has granted us and His great goodness toward the house of Israel, which He bestowed on them in keeping with His mercy, in keeping with His greatness of His grace. For He said, they are indeed my people, children who are not disloyal. So He became their Savior. In all their troubles, He was troubled. Then the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and pity, He redeemed them. He had lifted them up and carried them through the days of old. However, they rebelled, they grieved for His Holy Spirit, so He became their enemy and Himself fought against them. But then His people remembered the days of old, the days of Moshe. Where is He who brought them up from the sea with the shepherds of His flock? Where is He who put His Holy Spirit right there among them? Who caused His glorious arm to go at Moshe's right hand? He divided the water ahead of them and made Him to know an eternal name. He led them through the deep like a sure-footed horse through the desert. Like cattle going down into a valley, the Spirit of Adonai had them rest. This is how you led your people, to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your holy, glorious dwelling. Where are your zeal and your mighty deeds, your inner concern and compassion? Don't hold back. For you are our Father. Even if Abraham were not known to us and Israel were not to be acknowledged us, you, Adonai, are our Father. Our Redeemer of old is your name. Adonai, why do you let us wander from your ways and harden our hearts so that we do not fear you? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes who are your possession. Your holy people held your sanctuary such a short time before our adversaries trampled them down. For so long we have been like those you never ruled, like those who are not called by your name. Commentary for Isaiah 63:17. This is actually a commentary from John Gill Exposition of the entire Bible. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways and harden our heart from thy fear? These are the words, not of wicked men among Israel, charging all their errors, hardness of heart, and wickedness they were guilty of upon the Lord, as if He was the author and occasion of them, and led them into them, but of the truly godly, lamenting and confessing their wandering from the ways, commands, and ordinance of God, the hardness of their hearts, their want of devotion and affection for God, their neglect of His worship, not blaming Him for those things, or complaining of Him as having done anything amiss or wrong, but expostulating with Him and wondering at it, that he, who was their loving and tender father, that he should suffer them to err from his ways, and to wander from his worship, withholding his grace and withdrawing his presence from them, by leaving them to the corruptions and hardness of their hearts, by chastising them sorely, and suffering the enemy to afflict them in such a severe manner, as laid them under temptation to desert the worship of God and cast off the fear of him. The Jews interpret this of their being hardened from the fear of God and made to err from his ways by seeing the prosperity of the wicked in their own long captivity, troubles, and distresses. Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance, or turn from thine anger and displeasure to thy people, or as the Targum, return thy Shekinah to thy people, thy gracious and glorious presence which has been long withdrawn, or return thy people from their captivity, the 12 tribes, thy portion and inheritance, and do this for thy servant's sake, for the sake of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or because of the covenant made with them, or for the sake of all thy people who are thy servants, of which also are the tribes of thine inheritance, return unto them. So Kemki ben Melech and Arsol Urban Ohel Moed. Again, it's a quote from the Targum. He is calling us to return to his ways with understanding and revelation from the Ruach HaKodesh comes teshuva, repentance, and healing. Pride is the biggest reason our heart gets hardened, and God allows it to happen because we made the choice not to obey. When we reject the move of God and hold on to our traditions, even though we are shown the truth in his word, our heart becomes hardened. The only way to be healed from this heart disease is to repent and humble yourself before him. Again, God is talking to his people, those who have been called by his name, the covenant that he has with Israel, and those who have been grafted in through Yeshua to the olive tree of Israel. Have our hearts become hardened? Have we been so absorbed in the things of the world that we don't hear his voice anymore, that we don't worship him and spend time with him? Journal, food for thought. Have our hearts been hardened regarding his commandments? Hardened to our spouses, our children, those in our congregations or communities, our leadership. Have we allowed pride to control us rather than the Word and the Spirit of God? Even though he has answered our prayers and has done miracles in our life, are we still wavering in our trust? If the answer is yes, then we need to cry out to him to remove this heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Hardening of the heart means that I close myself off too deep. Human emotions like compassion and caring. The newspapers and streets are so filled with one tragic story after another that I become desensitized to the whole idea of human suffering. Ask yourself, did I ignore the poor and the weak? When I did give charity, was it done enthusiastically or begrudgingly? Was I kind, compassionate, and loving when my family and friends needed me to be? We can't allow the circumstances to harden our heart. The secret place of the Most High is the place where our hearts remain soft and yield to him. Father, forgive us if we have hardened our hearts to your voice, if we have hardened our hearts to your instructions. Give us a heart of flesh, Father. Give us a heart that wants to serve you, that is willing to make sacrifices for you. Don't let our hearts become hardened, Father, to the things that are happening all around us, but show us where we can make a difference. We do not want our hearts to be hardened. We do not want to close off the deep fellowship that we have with you. Forgive us, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.